As we prepare for the weekend, we always like to see what the new movies are in theaters, see if they're worth spending our hard-earned money on. So let's go live to Hollywood. Let's say hi to Cecily Nobler, who is live in Hollywood this morning. Good morning!
I am. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning, princess.
Let's start with Legos 2, once again starring the voices of Chris Pratt, Will Arnett as Batman, and now adding the brilliant Tiffany Haddish. I love her. I just think everything she does is funny to me. She plays the Queen. I'm not going to lie, they were off to a rough start. It was loud and frenetic, but then you realize it's because it's the boys' version. Then we see the sister. Remember how he had a sister if you saw
right.
the first one?
Mm-hmm.
Then we see her version, and it's everything awesome, like dance numbers and sparkly cats and sexy vampires. And the movie really makes you wonder, like, are we programmed from a young age to like certain things based on our gender, which is an interesting question. I think it's probably true. Good or bad, it's kind of how it goes. And then, like, there was, like, a little star in the movie that threw up glitter, and I was like, well, it worked. I like the star that throws up glitter more than the Batman. This movie's fast-paced and silly, but, like the first one, kind of poignant. Second half, especially, is really wonderful. Might not be as great as the first, but I really enjoyed it. I'm going A-minus for Legos 2.
Well, you had me at sexy vampire, so...
Oh, they play it up. I forgot as a kid how much, and this is not all girls, I'm not saying this, but like my friends and I wanted to make everything get married. So
yeah.
You'd have like a little toy horse and a little toy, everything was getting married. It was always about a marriage ceremony.
Yeah.
And I forgot about that. And they put that in there and you're like, oh my God, that's right. We did make, I had a Donny Osmond doll and I'm not that old. I don't know why I had that doll, but I would make it marry everything.
Yeah, I had Barbie. And then my brother had the Lone Ranger and Tonto, and Barbie had a thing for Tonto. So Barbie and Tonto got married, and the Lone Ranger performed the ceremony.
Mm. Of course. And they talk about exactly that kind of stuff in this film, and I loved it. Also opening is What Men Want. Oh, it stars Taraji Henson as a woman who can hear the thoughts of men, which I would not even want. Would you want to do that? I don't know.
Well, is this a silent film?
Oh my God, that's great. I wish I could. I'm going to steal that if you don't mind. That's very funny. It's based on What Women Want. Remember that with Mel Gibson, which turns out was not Mel Gibson. We didn't want that. Little fun fact, I went on 2 dates with the guy who co-wrote What Women Want, and then he married his writing partner. You know how it goes in L.A. Pretty much, yes.
So you hated this movie because of that guy,
no,
right?
No. He had nothing to do with this one. But I laughed a couple times, mostly when Tracy Morgan said something because it never really sounded like it was in the script. I love him so much. That should be a movie, what Tracy Morgan is thinking. It would just be like, I like cherries, Liz Lemon. It would just be that.
I don't even know why they hand him the script. He just goes off.
He doesn't read it, and he doesn't need it. That's the thing. He's just funny, just saying words. But on every other level, from technical stuff, like people would accidentally look directly into the camera. The product placement was so bad that there was actually somebody said something like, hey, have you ever tried Fiji water? It's pretty good. Like that, they're not joking.
Wow.
Most of the acting was bad. The plot was bad. It's like a studio exec just said, how can we make I Feel Pretty worse? And I love, you guys know, I love a rom-com. I even gave How to Be Single a good grade. So don't yell at me. It's not my fault. It was just bad, bad. And it had potential, which is a shame. I'm going D- on that.
Ooh.
I'd stick with Legos.
D-. So, I'm having flashbacks to my report card days.
What did you get an A in? So you're getting an A and a D.
I had an A in reading women's mind. It was What Women Want studies.
Now, what was your D?
Everything else?
Everything else.
Science. Yeah, we just did a thing with periodic table this week, and I realized I don't remember any of that crap.
I kind of do. Science was my thing. Handwriting was my problem. I can't write.
Huh. Well, and that's stereotypically, usually girls do write well.
So nothing means anything.
But everything is awesome.
Everything is awesome. I'm going to leave it there. I'm live. From Hollywood, I'm Cecily Nobler.